Bring them up.
All right.
Man, I just I want to dance. I want to eat some ecstasy.
David, whose idea was this, the CD?
Well, we had a long conversation, the new company, 180 Music, and Spotlight Series with Target. And had a long conversation about how to approach it. And I said, unless we take a completely different approach to doing it and working with someone who I think is absolutely the right guy, who was Craig J, who'd been working with Justin Timberlake and Madonna and
Cher.
You know, a bunch of great contemporary artists. Unless we can put a completely different spin on the music and on the songs, I'm not really interested in just going back and re-recording my old hits.
Now, David, so these...
Craig and I got together, and he just loved the music and said, I think we can make something really special out of this, and I love the material, and the people I grew up with love the material, and he's, you know, I think he's 27, so...
Oh!
It's pretty exciting. There's apparently a piece in USA Today that's out just today. And
just came out this morning.
Last week I was on the cover of Billboard for the first time in 17 years, so I guess it's happening.
Excellent. Congratulations, by the way. So
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
These aren't just remixes. These are actually, you went in and recorded new vocals and everything, right?
Oh, yeah. Re-records. And it's part two, meaning it's the approach to how to go back and re-look at it, pay homage to the songs.
Right.
You know, we sold over 25 million records in that period of time with...
You sold a
great
bunch.
Great songs, great songwriters.
Yeah.
Working with the likes of Barry Mann, Cynthia Weil, Jerry Goffin, Tony Romeo, who wrote I Think I Love You. And it's been a great experience for me to go back and look at it, you know, 30 years later and say, wow, I still love these songs. I'm just willing to let it go and try and... I sang all of them in the original keys and try and take a whole new approach to them and also be true to the songs and pay homage to them. Ones that really fit and worked, the ones I've loved over the years and I think a lot of my fans love. So
yeah, I Think I Love You.
I went back and re-recorded Come On, Get Happy.
Come On, Get Happy is on here. Yeah, Come On, Get Happy. Woke Up in Love this morning is one of my favorites.
I Woke Up in Love this morning. Yeah. I'll Meet You Halfway, which is slamming. Yeah.
How
I love
difficult.
That. I think that's my favorite track on it.
How difficult was it for you to sing these songs in the original key?
Great question.
You mean, was it difficult to sing in the original key?
Right.
You
still right. Has your voice changed that much over the years?
No, man, I still got it.
Yeah, you do.
I understand.
No, you do. You do.
I still have it.
Yes.
No, singing is, you know, I sang over 2,000 shows live in Vegas. I've done probably 3,000 live concerts. So I still sing, and I sing all the time and love it. I strap my guitar around my neck, and I feel like I'm 19 again. And fortunately for me, I can still sing them in those keys. So, I love playing.
Yeah, last time we talked to you.
You've got great songs, you got great material, and fans that love the stuff. It kind of makes it work.
Now, are you going to go back to Vegas? I know you're very successful there. Besides performing, you produce some of that stuff out there.
I no longer want to go back to Vegas and work.
Okay.
Is that just... I go there maybe once a year to play a couple shows, but I was doing... for 6 years, I played 50 weeks a year, 2 shows a night, 10 shows a week. And when you do that much work and it's that relentless, you have no... I mean, at one time I was producing 3 shows and also starring in one. I had 87 employees or something, and it became impossible to have any balance. And now I go out and do like 3 or 4 dates, and then I'll come back and do 3 or 4 concerts and come back and hang out with my family for a week. So I'm trying to create some balance in my life.
David Cassidy with us. I see there's an autobiography coming out, in which I will read, because I've followed your career and since I was a little kid in the early 70s, you know, we all fell in love with you. Can it be Forever My Story by David Cassidy? Is this warts and all?
This is as straight and honest and as revealing about me and my life and my whole experience from growing up. And my father left my mom when I was about 3.5, 4 years old. And contrary to public opinion, I did not grow up in Hollywood. I was born in Manhattan and New York, and then we moved out when my mom and dad got divorced and moved out to West Orange, New Jersey, live with my grandparents and pretty modest...
modest surroundings then, okay.
Yeah. By the way,
it was a great thing for me because I experienced not what it's like to be born and raised and, you know, being a son of celebrity. And
but you became...
Beverly High. I never did any of that.
Yeah, but it didn't take long for you to become bigger than anybody else, though. Yeah. So, you obviously know what that's like. The Beatles fame that you did have at the time, you know.
Just to clarify what Tyler said earlier, I really liked you, David, but I fell in love with Susan Day.
Well,
I can understand.
but we all wanted to be David Cassidy. Come on,
gender,
come on. I bought the choke. I had a choker.
I was talking to somebody earlier this morning who said, "Now are these like dance remixes? Are you bringing the KY jelly, and is this going after a new sort of different approach for your gay fans?" I said, "If that's what it takes, I'll bring the KY jelly, sure."
Oh, you want to
Why
go
not,
the,
man?
The KY route?
What
the hell?
Sense of humor about life.
So when you tour,
get in the water.
So when you tour,
you're
gonna tour with the new
last weekend. Played a great theater in Red Bank, New Jersey, where Springsteen and Bon Jovi live, called the Count Basie Theater, which is legendary.
Yeah.
It's been there since the 20s, and they've both played there because it's their sort of home court. And I'm going to England on the 5th when the book is out. Could It Be Forever, My Story?
David,
it's available on Amazon.com next week.
Excellent.
I think March the 7th it's available.
David Cassidy.
And I'll be back in the States. I play the Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. And the end of March, I'm playing Ohio, and then I go up to Vancouver, and then I'm in L.A.
You got to come through the Midwest.
I get a chance to come and see you guys.
Yeah, it'd be great to come through the Midwest, you know. Yeah. David Cassidy with us real quickly. I want to ask you another question about when you went through your downtimes in the early 80s before your resurgence. I remember reading somewhere you were actually just spending, even though you had some cash, you were living on a buddy's couch for a while. Just
I was, yeah. I didn't really have any cash.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
$1,000 in cash in my closet.
That's amazing.
And I had close to $1 million in debt.
Oh, man.
And was going through my second divorce. And to put it bluntly, it was a little dark.
Yeah.
But, you know, I always believed that I had the talent. And that's the only commodity that ever lasts.
It is. It is.
It's the only thing that... I mean, you can be a big star. You can become like, an item. You can become your 15 minutes. Fortunately for me, in the early to mid-70s, it lasted 5 years, and it was as successful as I guess anyone could be. But I wanted to show that I had a lot of other talents, and I just was not given the opportunity. And I worked really hard and just didn't try and compete with my fame. I tried to do different work, and I think that's why people assumed I didn't like the Partridge Family or that I resented it or something. I never did. I just wanted to do other work, and I didn't want to go back and try and compete with myself in the 70s. There's no way you could compete with it.
So no, it was...
carved out a different career, and fortunately for me, through working in the theater, working on Broadway, working all over, and writing and producing and finally starring in, you know, various venues in Las Vegas where I did 10, you know, over 2,000 shows. My other work became the deal, and it's the work that I've always pursued. And I frankly think that this is the best work, this new CD that I've done in at least 16, 17 years, and maybe ever.
David, at the concerts, are the groupies 45, or are they all ages now?
There are various ages. And,
excellent.
You know, they still scream, and they still, like, tear it up, and they throw their G's at me. And that's a little scary. Like, what am I supposed to do with it? Put it on my head? You know, am I supposed to take it back to my room and wear it?
I'm in the big period panties.
I always wondered that.
Their voices have dropped an octave.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a good thing, though. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, I hope you like the CD.
Yeah, we do, David. We appreciate it.
This week at Target, as I said, exclusively for 1 year, and I think it's happening. So.
All right. Thanks, Dave. I know you got to go. We appreciate it. Good luck in everything you do. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you very much,
guys.
See you.
David Cassidy, Part 2, the remix.